Okay, coming up, it is Junior with Sports Talk, but right now, here's Bobby with his final update for the morning. Bobby, what's up?
Well, Shirley, this morning, I'm talking to all the entrepreneurs in Prince George's County. Now, the Prince George's Chamber of Commerce is preparing for its annual members' dinner, a great place to network. So, my guest this morning to give us all the details is the president and CEO, Mr. Alexander Austin. Mr. Austin, good morning to you, sir.
Good morning. Good morning. Glad to be here.
Glad to have you on, as always. So, before we talk about the members' dinner, talk about why it's important for business owners to join the Chamber of Commerce.
Absolutely. So the Prince George's Chamber of Commerce has been around for quite some time. We're celebrating our centennial anniversary this year, so 100 years of representing business interests in Prince George's County and the region. We provide a lot of networking opportunities for businesses to network with other like minds, industry professionals, and then we educate, right? And so we want to provide as much information to business owners that will help their businesses and information that's related to their industries or specifications so that they can continue to grow and sustain through economic changes.
There you go. It pays to be a member. So give us some details about the members' dinner taking place on the 27th.
Yeah, so very excited. This year is very, very special. Our annual members' dinner happens on June 27th at 6:30 at Martin's in Greenbelt. And this year is very special because we have what we call a changing of the gavel.
Right.
So our exiting board chair, Mr. Cassius Priestley, who's the Senior Market Vice President with Truist Bank, has served 2 years and done an excellent job. He actually brought me on, and we are exchanging the gavel and bringing on Mr. Tony Ruffin with Government Relations with PEPCO, who will also continue to lead the charge. I'm very excited to be a part of this this very, very pivotal time for the Chamber.
So for more information about the members' dinner and, of course, about the Chamber itself, why don't you give us a website?
Absolutely. You can get all the information you need from www.pgcoc.org.
Excellent. Mr. Austin, want to thank you very much for taking time out to share this information with our listeners. Really appreciate it.
Thank you for having us, and glad to be a part of it.
My guest there, Alexander Austin, the president and CEO of the Prince George's Chamber of Commerce. Okay, let's swing it over to the traffic desk for an update.